Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. Do you consider yourself a fearful person? Sometimes we find ourselves in a place we never imagined we'd be, and it can be scary. When we can't see our way out of that place, we realize our own strength simply isn't enough. We can't just talk ourselves out of our fear. Psalm 91, verse 2 says, "I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." Take just a moment to relax. Close your eyes and feel yourself surrounded by the arms of your loving Heavenly Father. Being afraid isn't a bad thing. It can often keep us safe from harmful situations. But God does not want us to live in that fear, to set out a mailbox and call that place home. Where are you letting fear determine how you live? No matter what you face today, remember that God is for you. He walks with you. Even if your surroundings are scary or discouraging or chaotic, let's learn how to turn our fearful what-ifs into faith-filled even-ifs as we trust in God, our fortress. As earthly parents comfort small children who are afraid, your Heavenly Father can bring you great comfort in your fear if you will run to Him and let Him give you shelter. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, so many of my fears are irrational. Fear of the dark, of heights, of spiders. And some of my fears are rational. But one thing I know, you are greater than all of my fears. In you, I have the strength and courage to overcome all of my fears. Please grant me that courage and strength. It won't be easy. So, Lord God, I ask this now by your authority and in the name of Christ, in whose powerful name I pray. Amen. Take a few more deep, relaxing breaths, peaceful, centering breaths. Settle into wherever you are, resting in His presence, secure in His strength, being the recipient of His courage. Courage is where we will be today. Scan your life and your body for a moment. What weakness are you experiencing that is keeping you from experiencing God? Confess any word, thought, deed, or action keeping you from encountering God today. Then thank Him for His grace and forgiveness. God is our fortress. The Holy Spirit keeps us safe. And Jesus is our example of courage. Keep your inner eye on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Listen carefully as I read from Psalm 91, verse 2, in the English Standard Version. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Listen as I read it again. Ask the Holy Spirit to emphasize what He wants you to grab a hold of from this verse. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. What did you hear Him saying to you? Think about a time when you were afraid. What did you do to calm that fear? Listen again as I read from Psalm 91, verse 2, in the Amplified Version. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust, with great confidence and on whom I rely. Every day we rely on a lot of things. We rely on our alarm to wake us up in the morning. We rely on the electric company to keep our power on. We rely on our vehicle to get us where we need to go. How is having great confidence in God different than our reliance on things? Refuge is a shelter or protection from danger or distress, like being inside during a hurricane. How does it feel to be wrapped up in the sheltering, protecting arms of God when you're afraid? Consider for a moment, where do you seek protection besides the presence of Christ? Let this be a time of reflection and confession. Listen one final time as I read Psalm 91, verse 2, from the Living Bible. This I declare, that He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting Him. Psalm 18 reminds us that God is our mighty rock, our fortress, our protector, the rock where we are safe, our shield, our powerful weapon, and our place of shelter. Imagine being caught outside, unprepared, when a big electrical storm hits. Wind whips around you. Lightning crashes all around, striking a tree across the road. Rain starts pummeling the ground. You don't just stand there, you start to run. Fear grips you as you don't know if you'll find shelter in time. Go ahead and let that feeling come over you for just a few seconds. And then you turn and see a brick building right next to you. It was there all along. You give a sigh of relief and without any hesitation, you run to it, find the door unlocked, and you step inside. Ah, it's warm. It's secure, it's unshaken by the wind and rain. The lightning still strikes all around you and the thunder roars, but you are safe. Bask in how that feels. God is that safe place. Stay there for a few more moments. Even if the power goes out in your house, the light of Jesus shines. Remember the emotions, the feelings of safety, the presence of light. Even more than both, God is our security, our place of refuge and protection. Rest there, safe in His arms for a while. Lord, your word in Psalm 91 says that you give your angels orders concerning me to protect me. Your angels support me with their hands. What a powerful thing to remember. You, Lord, are my refuge. You are a strong tower that will never fall. When I abide in you, I find safety. You don't promise that I will never experience suffering. But you do give me strength and peace as I battle through my fear. No matter what is happening around me, I have hope in an eternal future. I have life, so I don't have to fear the things the world throws at me. Help me to have confidence in you. Give me your perspective so that I can see beyond the here and now. Give me faith that you will use my circumstances and experiences for your good purpose. And your great glory. I offer and pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, and my Lord. Amen. Before rushing off into your day, stay here for a moment. What are you most fearful of today? Remember how it feels to find safety. Return to those feelings often today, as they remind you of Christ. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.